But in this lifestyle that he was living, he finally came to himself. He finally began to realize. He finally began to evaluate. He finally began to see what was going on. He finally looked at himself.
Is evidence that we're running. Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. Still on the... Satan and his deceptions. And Satan can deceive us in so many ways, even through our children. You know, I look at the situation where children now, they say children are being the worst bunch of children there ever was. I heard that same thing when I was a child. Satan is very subtle. He's working working on people's minds, even the government, like it says there in Ephesians 6. And it's not the people that we should be angry with, it's Satan. Satan is the one that's responsible for all this children getting out of control, because we've strayed away from the way the Bible says, raise your children. Here in Proverbs chapter 22, you'll find these words from verse 15. That foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Over in chapter 23, verse 13 and 14, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. Now that's not saying take a child and to abuse a child. See, there's a difference in disciplining a child and being abusive to a child. Now, child abuse, I don't condone that. But I do say a child, see, it also says if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. And to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. I'm a living witness to that. There was a time when parents would reprimand their children for just about any little wrong thing they did. And this is one of the things that kept me from being turning to a life of crime when I left home. Now, it's a known fact that some of those old people, they thought was cold, but actually what they did was taught us responsibility. Children have to be taught responsibility. They don't just come here knowing everything. It's your responsibility, if you have a child, to train that child. And like it says here in verse 15 of Proverbs 22, it said, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. I like I said, it's good to talk to children. See, when I was growing up, my great-grandparents raised me, and my old great-grandfather, God rest his soul, I appreciate him today for chastising me, not only with the strap or switch, but he sat and talked with me. Take time to talk to your children. Teach them things. Don't just tell them to do something and not tell them why. Tell them why you're doing it. You do things. You chastise your child because you love them. But when they get out there in the streets, baby, the police are not going to know that. They're not in love with them. So when they feel threatened, you wonder why the police you call it police brutality. But actually, the police are scared, just like I would be. If I was out there and some kid come up to me with his, are you talking to him and he act like he don't hear you or just disregard you or talk to you any kind of way, and you're in authority, now the police going to exercise their authority, you see. But you have to train that child to respect you at home. You're the one that feed these children. You have to clothe them. You're responsible for them going to school and all of that. They don't know anything about responsibility. They don't know how much the light bill costs, how you have to pay your light bills and water bills and things like that. They'll go in the refrigerator and leave the refrigerator open and go on off somewhere, and you have to go and close the door before turn the lights off, turn the air conditioner on, and leave the doors open and all that. You have to teach these children that. You teach them. They don't know what money costs. You know, all they know is when they flip the switch, the lights come on. They don't know about light bills and water bills and things like that, but Satan will get into them and say, leave the light on. And you tell them to turn it off, and they won't know why. Why that turn off? Explain to them why you turn it off. And you have to have laws in your house. You see, you need to have some rules for the children at home so they get used to following rules. Now, when they get out in the streets and they break the rules, the police don't know them, and they come up, and the next thing they get shot. Because these kids with these baggy pants, don't think some of those kids are armed to the teeth. They showed a program on television where these kids have all kind of weapons and things sometimes under those pants. They don't know that. They know they can't. They're capable of it, and the kid might be a good kid. But you let them go around with the boys especially. This is why the girls are taking over a lot of the job opportunities, because of the fact that the boys are going around with the pants hanging half off their behind. And who wants to hire somebody going around showing his drawers all day, you know? So Satan can get into these. He can work these things. But the responsibility goes back to the parent. The parent are responsible for teaching that child. If you don't teach them, and then the government goes along with say you can't chastise your child, well, if the government's gonna raise them, let them take them and get them a place to stay and make sure they go to school and have their health care and all that. And they will do that, but you look at as an abusive parent if you chastise your child. But if you start off with them early enough, like the Bible says in another place, bend the sapling while it's young. It's easy to bend while it's young. You can direct it. But after it gets now 5 or 6 years old, these kids know, I call 911 on you and have you arrested for beating me. They don't understand why. They can't have their way. But like I said, God don't have no Burger King babies, and I'm not going to have no Burger King babies around me either. So it's just as simple as that. But we have to learn that, know that, and do that, you see. And this would help the situations we find ourselves in now a whole lot. It goes back to the parent. And because the parent don't know, you can only teach a child what you know. Parents don't know that. That's another reason it's important for you to read this Bible for yourself. And get to know God's way of doing things, and God's way will work. And he can help, he can protect you in the midst of a storm. Like if somebody was talking about riding airplanes, they riding airplanes, airplanes falling. Yeah, they fall, but I'm just dumb enough to believe that it's not going to fall with me on it, not unless it's time for me to go. And if it do happen to fall, if it's not time for me to go, I may be the only survivor on that plane. It survived the plane fall, because it has been known that these things have happened. And only God knows how they happen and why. So sometimes we need to get a kind of better control over our children. We not just necessarily controlling them or dominating them, but teach them right from wrong. It's your responsibility to do it. Now, it's up to them to whether they choose to do it or not, but the ball's in their court if you teach them while they're at home. It's our responsibility to teach the children. And there was a time when, like I said, but this is not lawful now, but like Peter and John told those Pharisees when they was chastising them after that man got healed, and they told him not to speak in the name of Jesus anymore. They said, if whether it be right for me to obey you or obey God, which one? You decide, but we're going to do what God says. So if you may take a chance on going to jail, but it'd be better, I'd feel better going to jail for chastised for doing the right thing than going to jail for doing the wrong thing. Have my child laid out there, go down that to the morgue, and you got a tag on his toe in the refrigerator. You know, you and these things are happening. But it's all a trick of the devil. See, he wants to get rid of you and any other human being in any way he can, because Satan is not your friend, he is your enemy. He's the only enemy, real enemy you have, is Satan and his demons. Yes, I'm meddling off in people's business. I don't have any children around me. And that's one of the reasons I don't have any. I'm glad I don't have any, because of the fact that I would probably wind up with a criminal record, too, if I had little children around me. Because the only way I know to raise a child is according to the way I was raised. And that way was very, very effective for me. It was good, because I'm a living witness. It kept me out of trouble, and I think it would keep other kids out of trouble, too, if they had somebody to teach them right from wrong before they go out. And they don't know right. They don't know right from wrong, so they just do whatever they feel like doing. Follow your feelings. You know, if you feel like doing this, you go ahead and do it. But we have to learn to teach them to make good choices. And that's the reason I read the Bible, to learn to make good choices. God's choices will work, and our choices don't. So if we would just read this Bible and ask God to give you some understanding and give you the courage to do it. Now, it'll take courage. It takes courage to just say, turn a child away, especially when you love that child. But sometimes we have to use some other means other than just letting a child have his way. I see women go into Burger King and places and ask the child, what are you going to eat? Now they have a choice, but now when if you fix food at home, give that child a wholesome meal. It's your choice to do that too. But instead you go to run into the fast food places and you spend $20-$30 where you could have got enough groceries to last you 2-3 days for the whole family. For that same money you spend for the hamburger stand or somewhere, feeding your children, teach them responsibility, and how to deal with money, and we would find that a lot of the problems we have wouldn't be if we would just learn to train the children, and they will make better citizens, and better. It's better for everybody. But if we fail to do that, then, well, you got problems. See, that's the way God said do it. And he said if you don't do it, and people talking about standing on the promises of God, God made, he made promises, but you don't read the promises he made if you don't do what he says. His promises that you want to receive are the promises that he says he would give you if you do what he say. But he also got some promises if you don't do what he say, he promised what's going to happen to you. And you see it happening. Even back in biblical times, they got in such bad shape, they were practicing cannibalism. Well, it's back, it's right. People are doing it now. I read in a magazine where this policeman in New York, they arrested him for practicing cannibalism. His wife turned him in for you going around killing people and eating them. And these kind of things were going to happen in this life. We're living in the end times now. And it's time for us to quit playing with God, quit playing church, and get in this book and find out what God says and do what God say do. And we'll come out a whole lot better. It's getting close to my time to get off here now. But anyway, I don't know. That just came in my mind last night to talk about this other deception of Satan. Satan will deceive you with your own, and he works with people that you love, your loved ones. People will come around and do you And it's not them. They're not responsible for that. It's that they've been led astray by Satan.